News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we have been talking about it all morning, all of this week on News Talk Breakfast. We are taking on a new challenge with Irish Week. And to begin with today, I am joined by Patricia Nicone from All About Irish to gain some insight into where to begin when brushing up on our cúpla focal. And good morning to you, Patricia. Shane and I are quite different on Irish. He speaks it pretty well and I barely speak it at all. So for someone such as myself, is there a good place to start?
Do you agree, Ciara? I was just listening to you this morning and I totally understand what you're saying. And I think there's lots of people out there that would kind of be in the same boat. So I have a feeling, Ciara, the problem, I guess, that can happen, and Shane kind of alluded to it as well, if a good solid foundation isn't laid down in primary school, you're kind of backpedaling your way through secondary school.
Yeah, that would have been me.
Yeah. So what I suggest, and this is my approach always, is that for people like yourself, Ciara, I think it's fabulous to go back to the basics, to get a picture about the structure of the language. How does it work? Sometimes that's the piece that's missing, actually, because you've probably got words and you've got phrases, but you don't know how to put them together.
Yeah, I don't even seem to have the vocabulary. I remember my children were talking about, is it Suthaloon? What's strawberries? Suthaloons, is it?
Suthaloon, sure.
And I was saying to them, I don't remember ever hearing that word in my life. I don't even seem to have the vocab.
Do you remember blackberries?
No.
Shmeradova?
Them I kind of remember.
You see. Yeah. So I don't remember either strawberries being mentioned back.
Maybe it was a lack of money, but maybe that was what
exactly.
It was.
Exactly. You know, this is the thing as well, Ciara, because you've touched on something there, is the amount of repetition that's required when you learn a language. You have to hear a word or a phrase, like I think 70, 80, maybe even more times than that, for it to be available to you, for you to use. So you just didn't hear the word Suthaloon enough.
No.
That's all.
No.
There's no rocket science here. You didn't hear that word enough. That's what happened.
And yeah. So should I be going back and nearly looking at like primary school books, that kind of level of Irish?
Yeah, well, okay. So there's different tacks you can take. And, you know, this depends very much on how much time somebody has and so on. But like, you can go back and do self-study yourself, try go back, look at your kids' books, start that way. I think, though, it's a great idea to get you off to a good start, maybe to join a class. That will really get you moving. And maybe you want a class at this stage that focuses a little bit on the structure of the language, kind of the piece that's missing, rather than just going in and learning more words and phrases off by heart. So you do your research around that and try and find a class that might suit you. And then after that, it's a case of just trying to listen to as much Irish as you can, maybe to read children's books, simple books.
Yeah.
And people you know that have a few words of Irish, not being afraid to use it with them.
Yeah, Patricia, can I start to you, Shane and Sean. You've a thing online where you can read a book. Tell us a little bit about that and how that works, because I think that's a really nice idea.
It is. That's a great idea. And this is a new methodology, really, Shane. I've just developed it in this past year with Joe Faharta from Indrawan in Galway. And we call it Listen Up Irish. So it's Listen Up Irish. So basically, I think you know what's going to happen here. So we've taken a novel in Irish, a fantastic novel that, you know, might be more geared towards the intermediate or learn somebody at your level, Shane. Not the one for you, Ciara, but we will have a beginner one coming out soon. And we've taken the book and we've made it, we've broken it down, we've put resources with it so that every second day you get a very short chapter of the book and you listen to Joe reading the chapter in his beautiful Connemara Irish. It's absolutely gorgeous to listen to. And you've a couple of little videos to go with each chapter, which tell you what's coming up, which explain what's going on in the chapter, point out really nice phrases and so on that are in the book. And we've chosen an absolutely gorgeous book. It's a book called Baudelaire. It's written by Dárchal Scully from Indrawan as well, and a prize-winning book. Kind of book that might be difficult for somebody to access on their own, even with quite good Irish.
Okay.
So this is the Listen Up Irish.
I love the innovation. I do. And I like all the online stuff that people are doing. I see it on social media, people with online Irish classes. And of course, there is the Duolingus. Look, I'm afraid we are out of time. My apologies, Patricia, but thank you for coming on. I love your enthusiasm as much as anything else.
I think I'll try that. I like it.
Yeah, I thought that might sound very good for you. That was Patricia Nicone there from All About Irish. That would suit you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to, All About Irish is the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anyone wants to check it out, what a lovely idea. A book kind of interpreted for you through Irish. Okay. Very nice.
That is our lot for today. We will be coming back to the Irish language throughout the week. In fact, I think tomorrow we're joined by
Hector.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
He's a new book out.
Beautiful book. The Irish Words You Should Know. It's a gorgeous book.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.